This next conversation is somewhat personal for me. I've been a customer, I guess, for probably the last 4 years of the Purple Seahorse Pet Store up there in Rutland, in the Rutland Shopping Center. I go there regularly because I buy mealworms and waxworms and crickets to feed to my geckos. They're very particular about what they eat, and some of the best food that I've ever found is available at Purple Seahorse.
I'm sorry. I don't normally do this. You have geckos?
I have three geckos. I inherited them from Gavin. They were his geckos. And then he moved out to his own place and left the geckos behind. I'm quite attached to these little guys, and I feed them regularly. It's not like you take them for a walk, but yes, I have three geckos.
I've worked with you for 11 years, Phil.
I don't talk about... There's never been a reason to talk about the geckos. But yeah, there is, because I go to the Purple Seahorse Pet Store because... The freshest crickets are available there. The freshest mealworms and waxworms are available there. They get a regular shipment every Wednesday. So, Kai, I'm sorry. This was not the way this conversation was going to go.
It's actually really funny. I'm chuckling because the amount of people you would never suspect that have reptiles or weird, obscure animals at home is hilarious. And it's actually, you're not a customer. You're a friend. Let's call a spade a spade. Every time you come in, it's jokes, it's laughs, it's good times, right? And that's what we're here for. We're just community-based and love people coming in, saying hi.
And when I heard that Milkshake had been stolen by these three young people, it was personal. These were my friends, and this was personal, and I was so angry, and I'm so glad that Milkshake is back and safe and sound in her cage. But something that I did not know, that I've just learned over the last little while, and I understand now why you were so frustrated, because you did not buy Milkshake from some reptile retailer where you go online once a week and see who's got what available for sale, and you decide to buy the reptile, the snake, and add it to your inventory. You've raised Milkshake from an egg. I had no idea.
Well, I can't take personal credit for that, guy. That's more of a team effort than anything else. Rob, who's obviously one of our coworkers there, he hatched the snake himself and then brought it down to the Seahorse. And Carrie has basically made this her project since the beginning. So if anything, I think, man, honestly, let's call a spade, this is Carrie's snake. She put so much effort into it. And Timber, all of us, literally everybody else helps out with this one. But I would say Carrie has spearheaded this one, too. She's cared for her quite deeply since she got to the store.
And I don't think people realize how those of you who work at the Purple Seahorse are vested emotionally, are invested from a time perspective to all of the animals that are in the tanks, that are in the cages, that are on display or whatever. It becomes a very personal thing. You arrive every morning and you're greeted by faces at the glass or a paw at the wire or whatever the case. It becomes a labor of love.
You nailed it. We do it because we're enthusiasts, not because we're there to chase a paycheck. That'd be the worst idea.
Well, no kidding.
We genuinely all have weird reptile projects, bugs, you name it. We're all doing something weird. We love fish tanks. We love bioactive. We just love it. We're enthusiasts.
Okay, so Milkshake is back, gratefully delivered to your hands by the RCMP, which was I found an interesting note, because somehow they seem to have personally become vested in this whole story as well. Because it's become a very big story, hasn't it not?
Gosh, I couldn't believe it. I'm thankful for everybody's involvement on this one. I was not expecting what happened. I literally had phone calls from Vancouver. I had people reaching out all over the place. It was pretty incredible, actually, to see how everybody cared so much about an animal. You're right. It wasn't just the theft of a product. Nobody stole a $200 computer monitor from Staples. It has become somebody's pet. And you really cross a boundary when you take an animal or a pet like that.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely. So Milkshake is back, and you're a happy man. I think that the surprising part of the story is that you've set aside your own feelings, anger, whatever the case may be, and you decided to try to turn this into a teaching moment involving the three young people who decided to remove milkshake in a backpack from the store.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I count it to, I guess, being getting older, wiser. You start to kind of worry less about the little things and start to isolate incidents as what they are. Easy to take something like this personal. We've all had things stolen from us. You know, a car break-in, you sit in your car and your car just doesn't feel the same anymore. You know, it feels like a violation of your space. But the reality is, I don't think these individuals were looking at this as a personal attack. It wasn't like, hey, I would like to cause harm to the purple seahorse and this is how I'm going to do it. It was more just a thoughtless notion of, hey, we've gotten in the habit of taking an item that doesn't belong to me with zero repercussions, and then basically that churn just keeps going. And it was more of a moment, heated moment, where they made the wrong call and did that without thinking it through. And sometimes you have to isolate those incidents as what it is and not take it personally, because it wasn't intended to be a malicious act. It was just, you know, we messed up, we made a call really quickly that we shouldn't have, and now how do you make this right? So you have to pick the solution to a problem that's not really going to bring somebody down long term, because you can really affect a young adult in a negative way if this is handled incorrectly, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely.
I don't feel shunning a 13 or 14 year old on social media over 150,000 people is the way to get results in this one. And unfortunately, it's something, if a child is in a crossroads between being mixed up in the wrong crowd and, you know, still listening to their parents, this is the type of thing that can be quite detrimental to a young adult. If you saw some of the messages I got in people's opinion on this one about blasting them on social media, or how I'm not looking out for the animal's best interest in this, the choice of verbiage people have chosen to use and to message me or indicate their thoughts to me, I can't imagine how a 13-year-old would deal with something like that.
Isn't that just a sad comment on what our world has been driven to become because of social media? With the anonymity of social media, I can let loose whatever laser blast that I want, and I don't care that you get in the way. It's a sad commentary, I think, on the world that we find ourselves in. Very quickly, I've got to ask you this: what are you going to do with the massive number of people that are going to be coming through your door just to have a look-see? Because I'll tell you what, you are now very high on a whole lot of people's radar. You got a lot of people that are going to be coming through, strolling through to take a look and see what you're all about. Really quite fascinating.
Truthfully, I actually really enjoyed people coming in yesterday. It got a little bit difficult. I think yesterday I had about 250 notifications on my phone by the time I checked for it, so the updates can be a little bit much. But genuinely speaking, I have to be honest with you, it just showed that people cared. My bucket is full today. I really feel the community cares. The community has our back on this one. I've never felt more blessed in this situation. This morning I woke up super early. I'm prepped and ready to run into the day full force here. I'm going to get cleaned up, and you'll actually see me make another video. As much as I hate being on social media, I'm going to post up a quick little video just expressing my gratitude. I'll put that up there, and hopefully that helps with everybody. I'll do my best to respond back. Please, please, please don't be upset if I haven't got back to you. It's a bit overwhelming for somebody who doesn't normally do social media or prioritize the phone.
Yeah, good on you. Anyway, Kai, I'm proud of you. I love the people that work with you. I so admire the way you handle the animals that are in your care. And I had a huge smile on my face last night when you sent me a text and said, Phil, milkshake is back home. So I want to thank you, bud.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward.
Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you later.
See you later. Okay, yep. Kai's just he is just one of the most fascinating people. Kai Heinrich, the owner of the Purple Seahorse. As I say, I've been going there for about the last 4 to 5 years. He's just a fascinating person. He'll make you welcome and be impressed with what they do in this very small boutique-style store.